You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Didn't you drive together in the same car?
We did, but
yeah, we did. Yeah,
we like to arrive separately. Like,
yeah, that was. I liked it.
What is it like, Angelina Jolie and Weekend?
Oh no, I was gonna say, what's his name? Why can't I think of the dude's name?
Bobby Monahan.
Yeah, Bobby Monahan. No, Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton.
They dated, but not
that's
secretly.
What you guys are. You guys are. That's Billy Bob Thornton and you're Angelina Jolie. What would be the difference?
Is that?
Yeah, but my dick is not as crusty. I feel like his dick is crusty.
No, he's a babe.
Now?
I think he's always been a babe.
Ask Canadians.
We don't have any Canadians
Billy
in this
Bob Thornton, what he did in Canada.
What did he do?
He acted like I would act.
What? Like a,
in a good way.
Like an asshole?
Like an asshole.
Yeah. Like a big asshole?
No, because what happened was, you know, he's in a band, right?
That I know.
We talk about it on the show.
We talk about it on the show.
We talk about it already.
Shut the fuck up, man. I just got out of rehab. I'm sorry. You know what?
And that by was, the way, that was my congratulations bad. On getting out of rehab. You guys, we have something for you, Bob. We've got a trophy. Bobby Lee, Kicking the Habit 2022, a little karate trophy for Kicking the Habit. Congratulations, Bob.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So this right here is weed.
That's drugs.
Yeah, so weed's coming. He goes, hey, yeah, like that.
Smoke me.
And then I got rid of porn, too.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Old and young.
Mostly old. More old than young.
Whatever my fetish is.
Older's for youngers.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like that porn, by the way, is because I identify with the old men because I have such a bad self-poor image. So when I would Google porn, I don't do porn anymore, baby. All right, baby? Intimacy.
You are an old man, too, though. You identify because you're an old guy. You're an old guy.
I am.
You are. You're an old sweet man.
I just realized that, huh?
Yeah, you're old.
But when I went to rehab, though, why did all the kids follow me around?
Because you act like a child.
Ah.
Right.
But bro.
Yep.
I was a leader there, dude.
Well.
They
are you
loved...
sure? Because I have a voicemail. Do you guys want to hear it?
Yes.
Is this a voicemail of a leader?
Let's hear. Also, by the way, can we welcome the wonderful Kalila to the show?
Thanks, Kalila,
for coming.
I'm here begrudgingly because the little one has COVID.
I know, and you guys brought it. So thank you for bringing it.
You're welcome.
We don't have COVID. She got tested. She doesn't have it.
I know she did. I know you
did. I'm immune.
Yeah, I know you
didn't
get tested.
I'll never get it.
I know.
You know why?
Why?
When I was in Arizona, right, they let me escape and go to the mall, right? I'm double masked, right?
Yeah.
And I almost got COVID. Do you know why?
No, tell me.
Because a lot of people recognize.
Oh, get the let's play this voicemail though, to bring you back down to earth.
Do that,
yeah.
Do that thing.
Is this the message of the leader over here?
Let's hear.
Great. So
basically, at dinner, the food here is terrible. Oh my god. It's like Oz, like there's fights breaking out. It's like people stalking me. It's terrible.
I don't know
if I'm going to sleep tonight, but I'm quiet because there's like 52 men talking on phones around me. I feel like I'm in prison. I'm in Guantanamo Bay. I love you. I'm going to try to sleep tonight, but nothing's going to happen. Bye.
Bro. You have no idea what I went through.
Did you hang? That sounded like he hung up a prison phone.
Right, so,
you know when they're attached to a plexiglass? That was a payphone?
Dude, I get... Okay, first of all...
This is the first... You called me from this place. The first place? Yeah.
I get there, right?
Mm.
They go, you sleep there.
Yeah.
All right? I put my pajamas on. I don't have a pajama.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You know, fucking pajamas.
I get in my underwear, right? There's a man laying next to me. And, like, I could touch his skin.
Uh-huh.
And he is probably 70 years old, right? And he's naked, I think, but I see one of his legs is sticking out of the sheets.
Okay.
And you know how you white people have a lot of varicose?
I don't have any spiderweb veins.
I looked at your skin.
I'm walking in
the
spider webs.
I can see a lot of veins in your body, right? And he was doing this. Bro, this is what he was doing. He was going like this. He was going. Yeah! As long. Every minute he was doing that, right?
Yeah.
And I took two edibles.
Why?
You fucking idiots. Because I don't want to be the first guy to show up at treatment
sober.
Sober.
Right.
Right.
The irony of that is staggering. Isn't it funny that everybody gets fucked up and then they go to treatment? Mm-hmm. They get as high as they can.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they
go. I was at the airport. I was, you know, going crazy. Right? What?
Nothing.
Yeah. I was jerking off two guys.
Yeah, is that what that is? You're juggling?
No, I was like drinking. And so I go there and then I take all my shit and I go to the lobby, right? And I sleep in a chair like this, right?
Because this guy's screaming all night long.
But I can still hear him. And then this little girl comes up to me. She must have been 14, 15 years old. And she goes, I'm not going to make it.
No.
Yeah, I swear to God. And she just walks away, right? And I'm literally, I have to be here for a month.
I shouldn't laugh, but that is so fucking creepy.
2 days later, right?
Yeah.
I literally see, I'm sleeping. I see a little kid, a teenage kid getting dragged by his hair across the hall. And he's going, I'm going to stab you in the eyes with an ice pick. Right? This is rehab.
It's a good one.
No, it's not good.
It's right? Not good? It feels like that's...
And to get out of there, right? What do we have to do? I had to call the Jews, man. I mean...
You had to call the Jews? All of them? So
many. I called Jerusalem.
You did?
I called Jerusalem, yeah.
You called Israel.
I got all the lawyers, and they got me out of there.
Well, how was it? Was it legally binding they were going to make you stay? They can't make you stay anywhere,
yeah, but right? They wouldn't drive, right? They wouldn't let me leave, and then they also wouldn't get me a ride.
But we have to have some clarity. You went to a different rehab. People, it's not like you broke out of a rehab and came... You went to another rehab.
He went to, initially, a 30-day inpatient.
Oh, right. Where it's like they fucking chain you in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you're not allowed to make phone calls.
They take your phone and your iPad.
So what are you doing in the middle of the night?
I'm trying to masturbate through my memory.
You can't jerk off with your mind.
No, but my mind, right, is very clever. And I have imagination.
You do?
Yeah. So it's kind of like her tit. Right?
One tit.
Yeah, his ass cheeks.
Fancy
ass.
I
love your ass cheeks.
What part of me do you
get? They're so European and soft and very good.
Thank you.
Right? Pete's titties. His titties are so sweaty.
So there's three tits. You have one of her tits, two of Pete's tits.
Hers the center tit. Both tits, Petey tits on the side.
Right.
So sweaty and nice.
Right.
And beer comes out.
Beer comes out of his tits.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sober, so I avoid it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So this it's great beer,
so you're
right?
Only sucking.
Yeah.
Kalila's
so I'm jerking
out,
right?
Tit.
And I'm avoiding his fucking. Yeah. I'm sober, right? Oh. And then, but I couldn't nut.
Couldn't finish.
No. In fact, I have 17 days of no porn.
Can you masturbate just to your mind?
I can. It just takes a long time.
Do you have to use a toy?
No, I don't use any toys.
You guys don't have any toys?
I have toys.
I don't use any toys because I'm afraid that I'll have to rely on it for the rest of my life. Because those clit suckers these days are next level.
They're
amazing. They're
a clit sucker. You know we got one at the crib. Yeah. It does. And it goes... It sucks in.
But you can do that with your mouth. You can, because I can't roll my tongue, so I have to go.
Get so tired that this thing picks up the slack.
Yeah. But yesterday I go, can I eat your vagina? And then you said, it's bloody. And I go, I said, I want to. She wouldn't let me. Do you do it?
No, definitely not. Seems like a bad time. You could just take a break for a couple of days.
I know, but I just got out of rehab, so I'm like, let me, you know.
Right, it's like when you get out of prison.
Yeah, I had a fork and the whole thing, you know what I mean? I put a napkin, you know what I mean? I was ready. Yeah. Anyway, it's good to be back.
It's great that you're back. We're happy that
you're
back.
And then I went to another place, mm-hmm. and I couldn't sleep for how many days?
Well, you called me. I was in New York. I think you're on three or four days?
96 hours I didn't sleep.
Wow, it's so crazy.
So crazy. And
you talked like a guy who hadn't slept.
Yeah, and they thought I was going to have a psychotic break. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a mall, and then they said...
when you're going to have a psychotic break, everybody at home, go to a mall.
No, I had to go to Build-A-Bear.
Right, that's the place.
No. I have to go to Build-A-Bear.
Why?
It's a part of the thing. So can I tell you about Build-A-Bear?
Please.
All right, so when you go to this place, they go, you have to go to Build-A-Bear. At least sometime in your break.
Is this rehab owned by Build-A-Bear?
No. No, it's McDonald's. No. But you go to Build-A-Bear and you build your original child.
Oh, I see.
Right? So, you know, your original child when you're born.
Don't laugh. This is real.
I know, but what do babies need? They need to be held.
Love.
Love. Nurtured.
Comfort.
Feel
food,
safety.
Food.
Yeah. My dad played golf on my body. You know what I mean? So you build this bear, right? Mm. And remember the first one I built a couple years ago? Mm-hmm. And you hold it like it's your inner child. You know what I mean? And but because I had a psychotic break, right? I literally had the baby in the mall, and I didn't know where I was. Not only did I not know where I was, I didn't know what city I was in. I didn't know if I was in the mall. Mm. Yeah, that's how fucking tired I was.
You were a guy walking around.
Just with a fucking bear. Where am I? It was fucking crazy.
It's called a fugue state.
Fugue state.
So,
do you know that's how you, do you know that's what it was?
Yes.
The fugue state?
And the one last thing I want to say before you go into the internet is this. I would like to have the reneg.
I would like to reneg.
Yeah. Right? Because last week I was very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I called you.
Yeah.
I think I cried.
You did.
And I think I regret half of the things I said.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
It was like the nicest call you've ever made.
What did I
made.
Say? I forgot.
You call, I was at a farm in upstate New York.
Yeah.
And you said, I just want to tell you that I love you. And no one's ever, I'm doing improv. I'm not making fun of
All right.
I'm doing, you said, and no one's ever done what you did, and you're a real friend, and I love you. And I'm dead serious. And you would go back into a normal voice. And then you'd go, oh, you don't understand. I love you. And then you hung up and you called back 20 minutes later and you said, I don't know, man. I don't know how much of that stuff I mean.
Yeah, okay, good. I did this.
So you did take it back.
Yeah.
And then I said, why would you do that? And then you said, I don't know. I'm getting. Okay, I got to go.
Okay, you know what?
So you meant some of it.
No, you know what? You're right. I want to say it here.
Okay.
I'm going to say it here.
Okay.
Don't roll your eyes.
Well, I know what's coming.
No, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
But go ahead. No, but I want to hear it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I've been in this business for...
Ever.
Can I start over?
Please.
I've been in this business... forever, right? And you know, in the beginning of my career, I just met just terrible people. You know what I mean?
Name them.
Just open micers like Zoo Man and Wally Wong and these guys. You know what I mean?
Sammy. Ali Wong?
Wally Wong.
Oh, is
you don't know
dad?
Wally Wong. So anyway, and then I came to LA. It was fucking terrible, and I spent many, many years just meeting terrible people, comics. But every once in a while, you'll meet somebody that. Just you'll just spark your heart, and you're one of those guys. When I saw you, it was like, it was almost as if I saw somebody that I knew my whole life. Like it was that easy, that comfortable. And during my dark times in my life, you've been there, 100%. You call me 3 a.m. You always call me back, right? You're always checking up on me, and I honestly. I refound my God, like I lost God.
But you found God again.
I found God again, and I prayed to God last week, and I said, "Thank you for putting Andrew Santino."
I was waiting.
I was said thank you for putting Andrew Santino in my life, and I'm just really blessed to have.
I love you. Thank you.
Say something now about me.
Well, Bob.
Feels good. I love it.
I'm happy that you are found God and redefining what you want in life because you were a little lost. And I think you're more centered now. And talking to you on the phone seemed like you were really figuring out what you needed. Mm. And I love you. And you know, you mean the world to me.
Mm-hmm. Feels good.
But I've said that to you all the whole time.
Yeah.
I do
you love
you.
Me though?
I love you very, very much.
Okay.
And I was very concerned. When Sher and I talked about you coming to Mexico and I talked with these guys.
You know, next time I get out of rehab, don't bring an audience.
No, these people are all in rehab as well.
Oh, is that what it is?
This is all.
Oh, they need help.
They all need help.
Okay.
This is inspiration.
I could teach them. Oh, yeah.
But when she told me you were on your way to Mexico and you were in some trouble. I didn't know what we were in for. And Fancy B was real nervous.
So when I was in Mexico, what was I like?
Well, you threw up all over the hotel.
That's right.
And it was and then we said at dinner, Fancy was like, no one's going to have a drink because we didn't want to have a drink around you. And who's the first person that ordered a drink?
Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah, Bobby. Yeah.
Margarita.
Yeah. No, not funny. Right?
The longest 2 hours of my life.
What?
Huh?
The longest 2 hours of
it
my life.
It was the Fancy was quivering the whole time. He was like so nervous and scared. And
no,
we couldn't afford it.
I was
him.
So manipulative. I mean, the things I was saying to George was so crazy.
It was fucked up. It was fucked up.
Yes. How'd you get him to the airport?
What's that?
How'd you get him to the airport? Because I knew that he woke up in his own vomit.
Yes. We. I got to tell you something.
What?
Shout out to the fucking JFL people for actually getting you into a car. Because you were not functioning. You were so out of it. And it was just so fucked up. And they did a good job controlling you. You came to the door with poop on your hand in front of me. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It was a little shocking.
Well, you don't knock on my door when I'm pooping.
How would I know?
That's true. You're not connected.
You're going to send me a text every time?
I'm just saying, try to like, how about this?
Try to know when you poop?
No, not. Don't knock on my door then.
Don't come say hi.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, no, why don't you text me first? Are you pooping?
Oh, that's the first text I should send
right,
you.
Right. And I go, yeah. Then wait 5 minutes.
I'll give it away.
But I shouldn't, even if I'm pooping, I shouldn't have wiped my ass and then brought it to the
door.
What
do you think? Do you think he should wipe his ass and bring it to the door? I'm looking for a third party opinion because I guess mine is wrong.
I think like sober or not sober, he's going to bring poop to
the
you.
Door.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
That's not true.
He's into poop. He really is into poop.
No, can I say something right now?
I'm surprised you don't let me shit on your chest.
Do you never want her to do something like that?
Shit on my chest.
He constantly wants to smell my shit.
I want to shit her. I like smell the smell of shit.
Wait, time out. But you smell what though? The in the toilet?
No. I like the smell of like wet ass.
We're back, baby.
No. The hole, like when the hole is wet.
Right.
Not poo. Right. It's like
out of the pool, out of the shower.
How about this?
Yeah.
You know how you open up a magazine, and sometimes they have like a cologne or perfume that you just kind of right.
Yeah.
That magnitude of poo. It's not a big pile of poo.
It's just a little.
It's just a hint
of
poo.
Waft.
Yeah, it's like, you know, poo by Revlon.
Revlon.
Is Revlon a company?
Yeah.
Right? And I go, interesting. Elephant poo. I do this. It's a light. You know, it's not a gigantic.
This should be good when it dries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so, but I don't want a piece of shit on my chest.
Let's try.
What?
You want to try to shit on my chest?
Yeah, I do.
What's the one where there's a piece of glass between you?
Is that
Is that a hot Carl? What is that?
I thought the hot Carl was just bare chest shit on bare chest.
Okay, that's hot Carl. But there is one. There's a piece of glass in between you. Pete, you got to know what this is.
That's just like a version of a dental dam?
Glass bottom boat.
Oh, wow.
It's called a glass bottom boat. Because you can see all the coral. Right. That's exactly right. See, it says typically a coffee table, which is true. I've heard that it's you guys have a glass coffee table at the house?
Yeah, we do. I think
I have one in the garage. I can actually lend it to you guys.
Also, we have a little money. We can buy one.
Well, let's buy you a glass bottom boat.
So what happens? I'm underneath a table like this.
You
but
lay
it's glass.
Under, well, here's the deal. Yeah. You're supposed to like hug it so the glass is flush with your chest because you need to feel the heat that radiates through the glass. That's the whole point. Because if you're just underneath it, who cares?
Right.
You need
physically, the heat of the poo.
You want to feel it without the dirtiness.
Right.
So this is like entry level. Glass bottom boat is like stage one of she wants to end up doing.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you love it. Then you go, well, let's switch it to like plexiglass. I mean, you start to slowly get away
and
from.
And then onto saran wrap eventually.
Saran wrap, right?
Right.
And then after saran wrap.
The real thing.
The real deal.
So you build to poo.
Right. You don't need to go there right away. That's, you know, I understand your hesitancy.
But, you know, like I was watching the Bill Cosby documentary.
What a comic.
Just hear me out. It has nothing to do with, you know what I mean?
That should have been the name of his documentary.
Hear me out.
Bill Cosby. I can explain. Can you? So what?
So, but in the beginning of when he started his career, he was just a bartender, right?
Right.
And then a year later, he was on TV.
So unbelievable.
How fast, right?
So fast.
Right, so I'm going to go straight to poo.
Oh, you want the Bill Cosby experience.
I don't need to go to open mic.
Right.
That's what it is. Saran wrap, the glass, that's open mic.
You're selling out arenas.
I'm going to go pro.
Okay.
I'm going to go Madison Square Garden. I'm going to go Dan Cook. You shit in my face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit in my mouth.
I'll do it.
Yeah. No, you don't want it in your mouth, buddy.
Why?
Because no way.
The Germans do it.
Oh, yeah.
Scheiße.
Did
Scheiße
you ever video. Like Two Girls, One Cup?
You know, let's revisit it. The world is great, by the way. I watched The Tinder Swindler, and I got to tell you, full support of this guy. What is his name?
Simon Levi.
Love this guy. Did you watch it?
I texted my brother and I go, I think I have a new AA sponsor. I mean, I'm going to call him in Israel and go, can you sponsor me?
This guy's the king.
This guy is the king.
You loved it, didn't you?
I loved it. I also was just immediately, as soon as I saw the type of women he was after, I'm like, I see you, bro.
I see you, dog. Look, let me tell you something. Yeah. Did he scam a lot of people? Yeah. $10 million.
Yeah.
Is it super funny? it's so funny.
And also, is it clever?
Very.
And well thought out?
Very.
That's all I'm saying. I think he's a bad guy.
Bad guy.
But he's very good at like planning.
At being a bad guy.
A bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, we like bad guys.
And I'm not blaming the victims.
No.
Never
no.
blame the victims, Andreas, right? But if Kalila was in Germany and she calls me, she goes, oh, my bodyguard got beat up and my credit cards aren't working. You know what I mean? Can you wire me? I've dated her for 10 years. You know what I mean? 300. I'd be like, good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
50 grand.
Yeah, you can get that money, babe, on your own, okay? I'm not doing it.
Not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. So some, it's, you know, they made some bad choices, the victims. No. You're right. They're victims, and they were manipulated, right?
I feel bad for the women. But I also think...
Do you?
No.
I do. I feel bad.
No, of course I feel
bad.
Yeah,
it's so terrible.
It's awful.
It's so terrible.
But man, it was so amazing he was able to do it. The part that I started to really go yucky yuck was when he makes threats to them and all that stuff. Then I'm like, no. Before that, it was just a good scam. I like me a good scam, but yeah. But then when he was threatening to them, then you're like, no, this isn't. This is gross. This is disgusting. Now it's too much. But when you just went... Hey, can I borrow Pete, how funny would it be to scam Pete out of 50 grand? Ruin his life. Wouldn't that be so funny?
I have a family. I have two kids.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. He got kids. Yeah. It makes it even funnier.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Liquid IV. Oh, my God, Andrew. Whenever I go to, like, Whole Foods or a place and I see Liquid IV being sold there and it's almost sold out, I think I get it because, let me say, water alone, I don't like.
It's not enough.
When you have Liquid IV in it, right, it just makes it like Elton John.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something about Liquid IV. In one stick of Liquid IV, 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. All right? They got incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, strawberry, pina colada, which is Bobby's favorite, and many, many more. It feels good. It tastes delicious.
Oh, I take Liquid IV after I go on the Peloton because I need my body to replenish.
You need the replenishes.
Because when you're doing it, right, your body exerts all this energy and needs electrolytes and all this stuff, and Liquid IV gives me all of that.
They got 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks.
Made with premium ingredients,
right,
non-GMO,
baby.
And free from gluten, dairy, and soy.
That's right, and they donated over 19 million servings globally. So... Mm-hmm. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code BADFRIENDS at liquidiv.com.
Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code
BADFRIENDS.
MeUndies. What are you wearing right now, Bobbert?
You don't have to ask me that question because it's always MeUndies.
It's always been MeUndies.
I love MeUndies because I love the fabric that they use, and I also love the design. You never find designs like that on any of those underwears.
No, none of the underwears have cool designs like that. And my favorite thing about it, I'm being serious, is that it stays soft even when you wash a lot. And we know you need to wash your underwear more than normal people.
Yeah.
You get a little stainy.
I know. And that's why MeUndies has the softest undies, bralettes, loungewear, and more that are made just to fit right.
That's exactly right. We both wear them. Sometimes Bob and I match on the show. And MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than just what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. We got comfort starting at finding the perfect fit and size for you, which is why MeUndies wear tests on all sizes. To extra small to 4XL, everything they make, they got it all, baby.
They also offer different cuts for different butts in bold colors to fun and adventurous prints. MeUndies wants you to find comfort in your size so the world can be a happier and comfier place for everybody.
You better believe it. MeUndies promises if you're not comfortable with any product for any reason, you can return your order for a full refund within 45 days.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping right to your door.
To get 50% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/badfriends.
That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
Have you been tricked out of money?
Not money, but love.
Oh, that hurts.
His handle on MySpace was Amorcito888.
Oh.
And he was, who I thought was an Adonis that lived in Australia. But I think he was a short Indian man with like 8 kids.
That's what the 888 was?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my number of children. That's so funny to think. That I just, it's funny to get tricked out of love because I feel like guys get tricked out of money more than love. That's why the Tinder swindler, I was like, he won for the good guys, won for the bad guys. But also fucking, because here's the problem with the whole thing for me. Each of these women said they fell in love with this guy. Some of them knew him for like a fucking week.
Right.
And you fell in love with the idea that you were going to be whisked away on private jets. And I would fall in love with that guy. But you got to have some sort of foresight of like, oh, this seems a little, I don't know. It's fairy tale-ish. And that if it's too good to be true, it is.
He chose wisely.
He was very smart. I know. They're all Swedish girls or Danish girls. What does this really say about?
Yeah, but this guy doesn't have. How? Let's be real for a second.
He's a bad guy. Interesting.
This guy has to live his life, right?
Yeah.
Without any empathy.
Yeah, he's a
without any real emotional connection to other human beings.
Right.
And to be able to lock eyes with somebody and go, "Hey, man, how are you feeling? You know what I mean? And let me help you." Right. Like when I went to the last treatment center I was at, this is what saved me, and this is a real story. This is not funny.
Okay.
Okay. This old man, right, who is a therapist from the 60s, that it's his practice, this facility I'm at. He rarely comes in, but he decided to come in for 2 hours to see me, to do a session, mm-hmm. right? And I'm sitting there talking to the man, and he starts, this is not funny, but he goes, he was talking about his great-great-grandkids.
Wow.
And he goes to LA, Santa Monica, and he sees his great-great-grandkids play soccer, and their coach is like very mindful and teaches them about positivity and you know what I mean? And he starts weeping, this old man.
While he's telling you the story.
Telling the story. And literally he locks eyes with me and I started weeping with him, mm-hmm. right? And we cried for like 3 minutes together, this old man and I.
Just about kids playing soccer.
No, it's about me connecting with him and feeling his joy and his gratitude, right? And it's in that moment where I found God, and I know there's going to be a joke coming, right?
I'm fishing right? for
but,
one right
but
now.
But what I'm saying is that that dude right there can't connect with people in that way.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I know, but that's so. At the end of the fucking day, this guy's going to die alone, miserable,
and rich,
and very rich.
That's why he's rich.
So rich
because he gets a lot of pussy. Fuck.
So
I'm kidding. But that's my point.
I take this guy over the old guy's soccer.
Do you understand my point, though?
100%.
Right.
Of course. I'm teasing the idea.
This guy. So when I was watching this fucking document, I was just kind of going, he's free in Israel. He can't go anywhere else. He can't go to Europe again.
Well, he just make a fake passport. Didn't you do that like 10 times?
I know, but really?
He kept doing it the whole film.
Yeah, but now I think they're onto him or no?
How? I feel
like... about him now.
Dude, they also he's suing Netflix, I think is what he said. they gave him 16 months. He did like 4 or 5. He fucking, they don't give a shit.
It's because he's also wise about the amount that he's swindling. It's not billions of dollars, and it's not millions and millions of dollars. So it's sort of like, yeah, he's going to serve what, 48 months
max,
but that's a small price to pay for him. He can just resume activity after.
See, I think they said in total he might have acquired 10 million over the course of all of his scamming, not just from women, from other stuff.
Yeah. I gotta hand it to you, that's pretty great. But he used, like, he would take advantage of one woman, yeah. right? They would give him 300 grand or whatever.
He would use that to finance another.
Right. Why can't you take that? Just bamboozle one woman.
Invest it.
Invest that fucking money.
Yeah, I thought about that the whole time.
Me too.
But that's logic. He loves the gambling. He loves the Ponzi of it all. It's like, I'm going to use you to take her out, and I'm going to use her to get another hot chick to be my friend. Remember, he did that with another girl. He just befriended hot girls with cool hot girls. So that made another girl go, this guy's got to be cool. He's friends with hot, cool girls.
But he has to, my argument is this. I'm sorry. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He has to realize that, you know, some marks might not work out.
I think a lot of them don't for him.
Right. But let's suppose, like, because it didn't work. Remember, like, he got to the point where he had to live in that fucking,
hostel.
Hostel.
Yeah.
And he's begging for money.
Yeah.
He should make, that's How desperate was he?
But look, you can go on his Instagram, fans. He's back at it again. Mm-hmm. He's like got a new Benz. He's got a new watch. He's got a new group of hot blonde girls. So my point is, it's going to continue. Even these women that have seen this, they don't care. They just still, they're like, fuck it. I still get to go to a private jet with some other bitch's money. People are still doing it. Look up his Instagram. He's
it's
out
like,
there.
It's like when women like serial killers in prison.
Exactly. Why do you guys like that?
Why do you like that?
You get the good sex without the stalking. You get the good desperate. Oh my God. Like a man is so just wasted in a prison, right? It's just there's so much just pent up down there.
Just testosterone.
And then you are just the peak of his existence at that point.
Right.
So a conjugal visit, the idea of a conjugal visit with a man where I know I am just the peak of his existence. Yeah. He's going to fuck me with all of his might. Yep. And he won't be able to stalk me or call me or contact me.
Wow.
But also, okay, but okay. Here's a guy who's a killer. Not this guy. Let's just say there's a guy that's he's a murderer. Stone cold murderer. Then he says he found God in prison. A lot of them do. And he says, I would never hurt you. Do you buy this? You buy this? I just want you to come see me. I know my record says I choked out and killed four women, but I would never do this to you. Do you buy this?
Not a chance.
No, but some. But there's women that do.
Yeah.
And they go back and they're like, he would never hurt me. You guys don't read the letters he writes me. Because women are, say it with me. What? I didn't mean that.
No, women are beautiful.
Which wait, I think you guys would never do a conjugal visit with a woman in prison?
Honestly.
You?
You.
No, but if you were in prison, I would.
No, it has to be, and it can't be her, because that doesn't make sense. Of course you would with her. You fucking love her.
Okay, what about this? Your mom. Move on.
Please, I'll take back the fucking
trophy. It's my fucking trophy.
All right. Okay? Thank you. What is this? What does it say? What does this post say? No caption? This guy's the goat. He's just on a fucking boat. No captions on all these? What does that say? Memories?
You know who he is?
Huh?
Andrew Schultz.
This is Andrew Schultz. Schultz.
I can see Schultz doing this.
Look at that. Top or nothing. This guy's the best, dude.
Wait, what
a psycho.
What does top or nothing mean?
It's a drop top. He's in a drop top car.
Oh.
But it also doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Top or nothing. I love this guy. He's fascinating. Ugh, love it. What does that say? Back at home. Just rubbing it in. I don't know. Would you conjugal visit a woman that was in jail? But you don't know her. You've never met her. You read about her in the news. This is what happens with women. They read about the guy in the news. They start writing him letters.
I had fantasy about Eileen Wuornos.
Who? But she's like imagine Eileen Wuornos.
I had fantasies
Wuornos.
About Eileen, like visiting like a dick biter. Eileen Wuornos in prison.
I don't know who that is.
She was
they
the
did
woman
a movie called Monster.
Monster. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I had fantasies about her, right?
Really? But, like looking like that?
Yeah, but my fantasy was I was in the prison cell next to hers.
Look at that 1-2. Right? Go back to that. One,
I was
two.
In the prison cell next to her. And I dug a little hole.
So it was like a glory hole.
Yeah, glory hole. I stuck my penis in, but in one of them, my fantasy, she bit it off. Yeah, besides so cut it off.
With that 1-2?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Carving. That's the face she makes after she bit it. Whoops.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah.
You know what? Such a mean thought that I got when you just said a glory hole thing. I wonder. Like, have you ever seen a glory hole live at a truck stop? Have you ever seen one? Yeah. I've seen them at the truck stops. I've actually seen a glory hole. And at first you think this is some teenager did it, and then you think no, this happens out here.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it just in my mind's eye when you just said glory hole.
Yeah.
And sometimes the thickness of those stall doors is big.
Yeah.
Do you think yours would?
So what you're saying to me...
Like, just your little head would poke out.
What you're saying to me right now is, if I did a glory hole, you know what I mean, in a fucking stall, right?
How big, how deep, how
big is the... My dick isn't a lot long, so what you're saying, it's not going to reach enough so that that she could suck it?
Yeah.
But can she stick her tongue in the hole?
Yeah, just like, yeah, yeah, lick the hole.
Just lick it.
But Lamette...
Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
Imagine how hard you'd push against the hole.
Is my erection good?
Have you not seen him fully hard?
No, I have seen him.
Thank
you. I've seen him just after he was hard. You know, it's like the post game.
And what did you think?
I've said this to him before. Over all the years since when we first met at the Comedy Store and he put his penis on my arm and all that stuff when I was in the booth, which you did, penis out on my arm. His jokes about his penis being small, it's all good and fun. But it's so regular. It's not.
Thank you.
It's not small. Mm-hmm. It's a very normal penis.
Thank you.
But you're a grower, not a shower. That's a fact. Because there's days for sure when it needs to grow.
Okay.
Because it does that thing in Mexico when your penis was out. It did that thing where it tucks away. You know how it like Turtle Bays itself?
He's shy.
He's shy.
And it puts the balls up to its cheek to keep warm. Yeah. It does tuck away. When you see him around the house, what is the time when it's at its smallest?
God, I stopped talking about...
Is it first thing in the morning?
I found a penis.
No, this is fun.
All right.
He's been shy about showing me his penis lately.
Bob.
I haven't seen it in a while.
You don't walk around naked?
Honestly, it just got out of rehab, man.
Yeah, I need some time.
No, it's just like all jonesed out. You know what I mean?
He's drooling?
Yeah. He's detoxing, bro. You know what I mean?
But Detox Dick. On this episode of Detox Dick. Do you walk around naked?
Did you see the Ricky Gervais special where he talks about... So there was two guys, right? Went to a glory hole. And one guy stuck his penis out, came in a random man's mouth. When they walked out together, it was a father and a son.
Okay.
Right. So if you did a glory hole, right, and you get your dick sucked, and you walked out, and it was your dad, right, what would you do? Would you hug him? Dad! Or would you go like, what the fuck? Or
would I hug him? Is that your first? Dad!
I don't know. It's your dad.
I wouldn't say a word. I would just.
Let's both walk out. I want to see what you would do.
Okay.
So I'm walking out, right?
Wait. Am I the sucky or sucker?
You sucked it. All right. And you're the dad. I'm the son.
Okay.
Right. So I'm zipping up. Oh, that was the best fucking blowjob I've ever gotten. That was amazing. He fucking did sack work. He did sack work. I walk out. Dad! I think I would say dad.
What if you gave me a kiss?
a tongue kiss? Oh, that'd be so great.
Dad!
Yeah. That would ruin the family, right?
Okay, what about this, though? Okay. What if you saw, you know.
I love these scenarios.
Well, yeah, like what, okay.
All right, go
ahead. What if you're at like a butt plug convention and they're like, you know, try out some of the newest butt plugs, the newest anal beads.
Right.
And they're like, dude, someone comes to you like, dude, you got to see this guy. He's got 40 fucking beads in his ass, and they get bigger as they go.
And if you said that to me, I'd be like, where?
We gotta go.
I gotta go.
And you're like, they're pulling out now. It's like a fucking chainsaw.
Right.
And there's a dude like you're pulling out.
There's such a big crowd. We have to get in position.
Excuse me.
And then view, right?
And everyone's screaming,
more.
You can't believe it.
Right.
And then this guy gets up, and it's your father.
Oh, dad. Yeah. Killing it! No. I would be like, you know what I would do?
Huh?
Honest, I would. So I'd be in the front of the crowd, right? I would slowly just move backward, and the
Homer Simpson,
would absorb me back, right? And I'd probably walk. That'd be the loneliest parking lot. Walk into your car
because everyone's gonna come up to you. Did you see the anal bead guy?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
You know what I would do? I would kick something. Just kick it.
like
a tin can. Just
one loose anal bead that fell off a rope. You just kick it down.
Right.
What if you saw your family at a sex convention type of thing?
I think I'd feel pride.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family are freaks. They're just a bunch of freaks.
Freaks.
They're freaks.
So you were never as a kid. Your family was never shy about any of that stuff.
No,
they were open.
My aunties would just openly talk about sex, like pinch each other's nipples, the men they swindled.
Dude, her sister, I'll...
What did you just say? About what? About the men they swindled. about the guys they were swindling?
Yeah.
Wait, have you ever seen a family member hooking up in front of you?
Mm.
Ooh. Is that not traumatic?
So I saw a family member cheating on my uncle.
Yeah.
And just openly for like weeks at a time. And she was like fucking this dude named
you
Jerry.
You watched them hook up.
Yeah, I would hear them fucking or whatever. And when my uncle came back from Hong Kong and I was like, Uncle Freddie, do you know that so-and-so is fucking Jerry? And it backfired. He cussed me out. He's like, it's none of your fucking business what she does. Yeah.
What the fuck?
So I thought I was being, you know, like a hero.
He just didn't want to hear it.
He was like,
get the fuck away from me, that bullshit.
Because I think that it hurt his pride that a little kid was telling him what his wife was doing. I was 8.
Oh, yeah. A little kid. A little kid saying that's tough. Calling it out is tough because then he knows it's real. Because kids don't fucking lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kids are going to say the real. He's like, he was loving it. It was fucking, he was smashing her to pieces. It's like kids just, they go, all the details. They can't not tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I almost witnessed my parents fuck. I would sneak out of my room.
Ooh, I just got the shook. I have goosebumps.
Yeah. Wait, but don't you guys like the idea? Yeah, but I like the idea of my parents being like dumb and full of cum.
Yeah. Fuck machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't?
My parents look like mythological creatures. You know, it's like Yoda and fucking Gollum fucking.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? So I would sneak out of my room and watch like late. I would hope to like watch The Tonight Show or Letterman to see if there were stand-ups on.
Yeah.
In high school, right?
Yeah.
So one night, it was maybe 16 maybe, and I was watching, and then I could hear my parents walk down the hallway, right? So I turned the TV off, and I jumped behind the couch. Then my parents put in a Korean video, like a VHS tape, right, of some weird, like, Korean porn. It was all fuzzy and stuff. And they're like, oh, good. My dad was like, you know what I mean? And I'm behind the couch like, I have to say something. No. I cannot witness this. You know what I mean? And so I go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was watching stand-up. And my dad got so fucking mad, man.
Did he have a boner?
No, he beat me.
With a boner?
Yes.
imagine your dad hard as fuck just beating the shit out of you.
But I couldn't do it.
I've only heard it once.
Your parents fucking?
Yeah, and it fucked me. I hated it. I was going to go down. I got up late, and I was going to go downstairs to go get something to drink. And as I walked past the door, it was traumatizing.
What'd you hear?
You know what the worst part was?
What?
I heard him, not her.
What'd you hear?
Like, I couldn't hear my mom. That's the worst. When you can hear the dude over the girl. Yeah, women are... I'm not saying women...
Her face is buried in a pillow, dude.
Well, she was probably... No, but it's so fucked up to hear your parents hooking up. Because you want to hear a woman. When you hear someone hooking up, you want to hear a girl. You want to hear... Yeah. You
Even
don't want to hear
mama?
Someone go... Huh?
Even your mama?
No, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying the idea of sex... I don't want to hear it at all. But the idea of sex in your mind is like... The woman should be the one I hear.
So what did your dad hear? What'd you hear?
It was that. It was like, yeah. Oh, and I was like, oh, no.
Traumatizing.
I just went downstairs and I ate everything in the fucking cabinet. I just keep eating. I was like,
when is it over?
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about, why do we always talk about poo, sex, glory holes? You know what I mean?
Tell me something else to talk about.
Ooh. Do you want to hear what new role play is going on at home?
Yes.
So our new role play is that I'm a gold star lesbian and he's a gold star gay guy.
What's gold star?
Like, we've never been with opposite sex.
Right.
And we're not getting laid.
I don't know what you're doing.
Cut his mic off.
We're both in college, but we're not getting laid, but we're best friends. So we're having really just like...
It's in the conversation.
Let her do it.
So he's a gay guy, I'm a gold star lesbian, but we're best friends, we're not getting laid lately, and we're just in the dorm, and we're just like, I guess we'll have sex. So we're having very disinterested, no passion sex, and you're like, I guess I gotta do this.
It's gonna disgust me.
You say that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a lesbian, I'm the gay guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Why did I think about it the other way?
Why?
Why did I think you were a gay
guy? No, I'm the girl.
Yes, I know. I can't believe I even jumped to the other conclusion.
Yeah, and I've never had anything like... Like, aside from fingers.
You're the lesbian, right?
Yeah.
That's not the lesbian voice.
That's my character choice.
Like, I've never had anything but fingers.
I'm tired of other actors, you know what I mean, telling me how to choose my fucking characters.
Some of your choices aren't good.
All right, but the fucking director
said... Let me hear your gay guy voice.
Ew, pussy?
Yeah.
Which is, that's the only thing I've ever heard those guys say.
You know, Kalila, I just don't talk to people. Here's the thing, okay? You and I, we share so much.
Have you heard about Brandon?
What? What is Brandon?
Virgin Brandon.
Is that your little character, Virgin Brandon?
Yeah, he's a Virgin Brandon.
Is Brandon in there? Sit down. Get up to the microphone. Is Brandon in there? Where's little Brandon?
DoorDash! You know, Andrew, I travel a lot, and whenever I go on the road, I only use DoorDash because they have the best restaurants.
Always.
They're quickest.
Always.
And they're the best behaved.
Dude, they got everything you want in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can get house
dinner,
center,
dinner
house
check.
A half hour.
Deodorant check.
Yep.
Morning pick me up from Dunkin' Donuts check.
Yep.
Get everything you need whenever you need it with DoorDash.
That's right. You want Chinese?
Yep.
Yep. Or Korean?
Yep.
Yep. You want pizza?
Buongiorno.
Someone is craving froyo. There's something for everybody at DoorDash. The best part about DoorDash is they connect you with the restaurants you love right to your front door. They got 300,000 partners in US, Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. Support your local neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory.
For a limited time only, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS2022.
That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code BADFRIENDS2022.
Don't forget, that is BADFRIENDS2022 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash.
Subject to change, terms apply.
Roman! Hey, Andrew, I'm getting old and my PP don't work so good.
Not so good.
And that's why I go to Roman.
Roman is the best. Hey, look, millions of people suffer from erectile dysfunction. It's extremely common. And I got to tell you something. All you need to do is go to GetRoman.com/BadFriends. Now, you can speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction and get $15 off your first month of treatment. It's so easy. All right.
ED is more common than most people think. In fact, 52% of men between the ages of 40 and 70 will experience some form of ED.
That's most men in this room. The benefits of ED treatment can help you reconnect with your partner and rediscover the joy of sex.
Roman Ready is confidence personified. It is the self-assurance that comes from knowing you're prepared yourself for the moment when intimacy arrives.
That's right. Roman system is completely confidential, totally discreet. No logos on the packages. Nobody will know. And it ships you free within 2 days. Free 2-day shipping if a licensed U.S. healthcare professional works with you and finds out that you, you know, need the best treatment plan that they can provide.
Andrew,
and they'll give it to you.
Andrew, getting starting is so simple.
Just go to GetRoman.com/BadFriends and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving the comfort of your own home. Complete an online visit today. Connect with the U.S. licensed healthcare professional. Take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BadFriends today. And if you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have the confidence and control. Be Roman ready.
I'm here.
What are you doing, Brandon?
I'm scared.
What are you scared of, buddy?
I don't know. I don't know where my parents are.
Oh, are you lost?
Yeah. Who's that woman?
That woman right there?
Yeah. She makes me suck on her breasts.
She does?
Yeah. It makes my pee-pee feel funny.
You don't like it, do you, Bran?
I like it.
You do?
Yeah. And then it cries.
Oh, your pee-pee cries?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't cry, do you?
I cry because I'm so happy.
Yeah, Bran.
So anyway, where is she?
She's right there.
Yeah. But what we do
we
is
We do
this.
Not do that kind
of... No, no,
Virgin
no,
Brandon. No. That's fucked up. You're not underage.
This is Brandon talking to Andrew. It's not what he would react when he's with you. Let's do the scene. I'm appalled.
Virgin Brandon is a 29-year-old incel who's so thankful for the fact that I'm riding him backwards.
Oh, that's Brandon. I was playing Timmy. Sorry.
You were playing Timmy. That was Brandon.
That's Brandon.
You played Brandon.
So that's who you're talking
about. Yeah. Virgin Brandon. I play someone else.
Wait, this reverse cowgirl? So not looking at each other?
No. I don't want to see.
You don't want to see Brandon.
But you know when she goes off, whenever I'm like, I've never done this before, right? And she's like, yeah, well, just lay there. Let me do all the work. And when it enters, right? My character acts as if Jesus himself. Like, it feels so good.
He just keeps saying thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And she comes so fast.
But you don't say that. What do you say to him? You don't say shit, huh? You're not saying anything to little Brandon.
No.
Shut the fuck up, little Brandon.
Yeah.
See, he likes it.
I do. Yeah. But
who do you think of the Bad Friends family has the weirdest or the most surprising sex stuff?
No, Pete is just he's a good-hearted bear.
See, that's why I think he does. I think he's a fucking freak because of that. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't, right?
Hey, dude, do you power fuck or what?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, see, good. Dude. Yeah.
What about Fancy? You think it's vanilla? Is Fancy vanilla?
Here's what I think about Fancy.
Yeah.
Here's Jen. Have you guys ever seen, you know, the porn star Small Hands?
Yeah.
There's one move he does that absolutely drives me wild. And I swear to God, when I look at Andres, I'm like, this is what he does.
Yeah.
He doesn't ever take the panties off.
Right.
He rips the pussy part of the panty and he creates a hole.
Wow.
This is the wrong day to bring my students here.
No, this is a great day.
Yeah.
They're all in college.
Yeah.
They're doing all this fucked up shit. He rips it. So he's a ripper. He's a panty
ripper. He's a ripper.
Yeah.
Look at little ripper over there.
He has never taken a panty off in his life. He rips it.
He doesn't know how.
But he rips it carefully because he's going to sew it back up because he wants to save the underwear. Right? He does it carefully, right? So then later, after she's naked, after he comes, right?
Yeah.
He's just in the corner of the room just sewing it back up. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Don't
you know,
move.
This is a very expensive, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, that's who
Victoria's
you are.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
Speaking of Victoria's Secret, I don't know if we should talk about it because we might.
No, I already know what you're saying, and we can't talk about it.
But let's try.
No, I'll tell you why we can't talk about it.
Because we can try.
I know. Are you?
Let me prove to our audience that we're not just sex and poo and gross stuff. We can talk about something adult and get and not be mean or fucked up.
All right, but can I just say this? Right, we will talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But before we talk about it,
mm-hmm.
when I first saw the first photo, I saw right. How did you feel?
Maybe we shouldn't talk about
it. I don't know. I need you to talk about it. Huh? I am in the dark about this. I don't know what's happening. Can
all
you
right,
just
so,
try?
So
let's say it so we all know.
Yeah, so
Victoria's Secret hired their first
Down syndrome model.
Underwear model.
Okay.
So get the first picture, Pete. Fucking Pete.
Yeah.
The second one. Zoom that out. Make it big so we can all look at it. I'm being honest and I'm not being
great
mean.
Tits.
I'm just saying the first thought was, amazing tits. I mean, holy shit, does she have amazing, perfect tits. Beats nodding. And then the second thought was,
I think
she's fucking beautiful.
Right.
But the weird thing is, they make you feel weird because they put it out there.
They don't make you feel weird.
No. I'm saying the headline, the articles are like, Down syndrome underwear model shows all, and you're
I think you're onto something.
They're baiting you.
They are baiting you. If they were to just put it out there as this girl without announcing it,
yeah,
that's the way to do it.
If I saw that right, I would be like, oh.
Delilah. Yes.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh.
She's hot.
She's hot.
Yeah. But they're doing this bait thing where they go,
that's
oh,
wrong.
You liked her?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she has Down syndrome.
Yeah,
how do you
yeah.
feel now? And you're
yeah.
like, well, I did, that wasn't, I, you, now you make me and, feel like bad about even thinking about it. And that's fucked up.
And also, can I say this? If I saw that, I went, oh, wow, beautiful. You know what I mean? I jerk off to it, right? I cum, right?
Sure.
And then later I read, you know what I mean? She has Down syndrome.
I'm not going to put the cum back into my penis.
Also, I wouldn't feel bad about it.
Why would I? I don't understand. So I know why they're doing it. They're saying, hey, this is the first time it's happened. This should have happened before inclusion. Great, great. But also,
this is a tough thing to talk about, man. I don't know why you would bring this up. It's such a it's like when I saw it
because
today,
it's interesting as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we talk about Camilla?
What? Camilla?
The Russian skater.
Oh, who she fucking got caught cheating and then she fell every time and then she mm-hmm. fell on all her routines?
Yeah.
Don't you think they made her fall? I couldn't stop thinking about that. She fell on every. And you know what? What's his name said?
No.
What Johnny Weir goes, that's the worst I've ever seen her skate in her
Didn't
career.
Didn't she land like 5 quads just before that?
Yes. So why would she fall so much?
Because that's of the, she's 15.
No,
and she,
no, Bobby, because she was so fucked up in her head about what had happened to her.
That's what I'm saying. She's 15. The pressures.
It's not pressure.
It's well, first of all,
she feels terrible that it's over. I think she's like, this is over. I'm fucked.
No, she. Just hear me out, okay? Don't get angry.
Okay.
Right,
not gonna get
she's 15 years old, right? She's skating for the ROC, right? The reason why they're called the ROC is why? Because
they cheated and
they cheated before, right? Yeah. In Sochi or whatever, right? So now she has a drug test that says positive, right? The Olympics in itself is pressure because she's like one of the best ones. She's expected to get gold.
She's the best.
She's the best,
yeah.
Right? And then she's like that little Ching Chong that won for us. Nathan Chen. That Nathan Ching Chong Chen?
That it was his
That's
name.
His big nickname, by the way.
Yeah.
Ching Chong.
I think you're in love with him.
What?
You do love him.
I love him so much.
Bring up a picture of this beautiful
Nathan
man.
Chen is so fucking talented.
Is
dude.
His middle name Ching Chong, for real?
Yeah, well, that's my nickname for him.
This guy is...
This
look
guy
at that
is
point,
the
by the,
shit. Oh, my God. I just made you come. That's what he's doing. You just came.
And look at your penis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at how big your penis is now.
This dude right here is fucking a prodigy.
He's the man.
He is the man.
But he's a boy, right? How old is this guy?
He's a boy. What the fuck?
How old is he?
He's 20?
It's so funny. They're so young, but they're so unbelievably talented. What did you
I thought
do
you were going to do a racial joke.
What?
Well, he's Asian, so he looks younger. Oh, something I know.
No, I mean, you guys all look amazingly young for your age.
Thank you.
Not you. Look at him right there.
God, oh. Look at that. Oh, look at that.
Why do they take those pictures and why do they publish them? Why do we need to see that? He's such a handsome dude. They didn't need to put that one out there.
Yeah.
You know, what the fuck are you doing, Wire Image? This couldn't be one that you tossed? Like during the kill session? Everybody knows get photos, there's a kill session. Why did this go through?
What if it's a beginning photographer?
And he's
it's
like,
his first time, right? And he's so nervous, right? And then that's the only good one that they got, right? And they're like, I guess, fuck, man. Super talented.
What do you think about Eileen Gu? She's the girl that rode for China, but she's American. What do you think about that? Well, you got to have an opinion.
She's born and raised here, from the Bay Area.
She's a snowboarder. Look at her. She's gorgeous. Beautiful.
She's a model.
She's so fucking talented.
She's beautiful.
She rides for China because her mother is Mom is Chinese. But she's born and raised in America, and she rides for China. And there's a lot of controversy.
When you mix Asian sometimes with white.
White is great. White is right. Look what it did. Bless you. White is right. Look what it did. White is right. Look what it did. And when you're a purebred like you, not a so good. We need a little bit of mixing.
I think Chen is hot.
The point I'm making is racial mixing is fucking great. I'm being positive. I'm pro racial mixing. So Eileen Gu, snowboarder, phenomenal, but she's riding for China, Bob. But China and her both won't answer her citizenship because you cannot have dual citizenship for China. She'd have to relinquish her American citizenship legally and then become a Chinese resident. And her quote was pretty political. She said something to the effect of, when I'm in China, I'm Chinese. When I'm in America, I'm an American. Mm. But I identify with both nationalities because of my background. Mm. I think...
mm-hmm. Give it a shot.
You trained in America.
Yeah.
You used our facilities.
Yeah.
And now you're going to ride for the... Chinese?
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
You can't train here.
Okay, did she get into the American team? She probably didn't, and she's like, I'll go to China.
You're wrong. She's the best. She can get an
Better than Choi, the Korean girl?
Different event. This is skiing. This is
Snowboarding.
No. Eileen Gu is
She's skiing. I'm sorry.
Chloe Kim is the snowboarder.
Okay. Right.
But who got her into skiing? Her immigrant Chinese mom.
Who moved to America to give her a good life.
Yeah.
And they grew up in the Bay Area. And then she trained in, I think it was in Tahoe.
Tahoe. Mm-hmm.
And then guess what?
What?
You're American.
Yeah.
You can't do ride for China. I just think it's not right. I think that's not fair. Because then you can say that about fucking, I can say I identify if I spent every summer in Ireland with my grandfather. I'd be like, oh, I'm Irish. It's like, well.
Well, I really have fantasies about this.
About Eileen Gu.
No, about me being an athlete in the Olympics.
What would you play?
Oh, no.
High jump? Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I could.
Watching you in a long distance race.
I bet
you
money that I could high jump with the pole better than you can.
Okay? My bank account. My literal bank account.
How much?
All of it. All of it. Literally all of it.
$100.
No, let's make it.
I don't want to get homeless from it. All right.
$100. $100. Yeah. Find a facility, fancy.
Yeah.
I'm dead
with
fucking
the same
serious.
Pole, same height. I will go higher.
Well, no, you would need a shorter pole for sure.
No. I could use the same pole, and that's rude.
Do you look? I'm at you. Me holding the pole. You holding the pole. I got a telephone pole.
Yeah.
Find a facility. Not now.
But I have a fantasy of being a high jumper, right? Yeah. And I trained in America, and then Korea is like, we don't have anybody that do that. Right?
And you're the guy.
And me going on the phone, what the fuck you say? Speak English, dude, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Rude.
Being an asshole.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I will join you. I think I would fucking high jump for Korea.
You would.
Yeah. I love being who I am. And I love the Korean.
You're a San Diego boy.
Yeah.
You're a little San Diego bitch boy. You're Brandon. You're a little Brandon.
Me?
There he is.
I'm scared.
You are scared.
Who's that girl over there? Keep going.
Yeah.
What is your character name when he's Brandon? Do you have one?
I think I'm like Adult Susan or something like that.
Susan.
Or no, it's always a last name, like Mrs. Gibson.
Mm. Oh, Miss Gibson.
No, Mrs. She's
oh, she's married.
Mrs. Married.
And what about Mr. Gibson? What's he up to?
He's watching.
Oh yeah, don't stop now. What do we think Fancy's fantasy is? Because he won't tell us.
Honey, he would say.
Was he Korean?
No, it said honey.
Honey, I'm home. You said that like that.
Honey, I'm home. That's him.
Okay.
Honey, I'm home.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like, what she said. I don't even know what her wife sounds. Oh, she's beautiful, by the way.
She's gorgeous. She sounds like this.
First of all, can I say something? Mm-hmm. When I saw his wife, I swear to God, I did not believe it.
Yeah.
I did not. It was like.
What do you think it is with Fancy that she likes so much? It's not those shirts.
It's definitely the shirts.
You think it is?
Yeah.
By the way, Fancy.
Translucent skin. Huh?
We don't say translucent.
Oh, so sorry, my bad.
And the thing about Fancy is that he brought his students to the show today.
Yeah.
And they used to, seriously, respect him.
Right.
He's their fucking teacher. And now he brought...
Can we bring one student to stand here? I need to ask them a question. Well, anyone volunteer who's the leader of the group? Oh, what a cutie. We got a cutie here.
Do you know what this guy's name is? Well, you got to get him on camera.
Yeah, got to get him on camera.
No,
just stand right here in the middle of the room.
Stand in the middle.
Look at this cutie. What? Don't get too close.
Kneel down. Kneel down. So they can see you. There we go. Thank you. This is funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what this kid's name is?
Let me guess.
Look at me.
Francisco.
No, you won't believe. You know.
No. Let me just give it. Yeah.
It's me.
Andrew.
No.
What?
Think
Santino.
Again. His name is Santino.
That's his first name.
Santino.
Yeah. So let me ask you something, my friend. Right? Do you go to like DeVry?
Oh my God.
Or no, just let me ask you this. Do you go? What school? Let me ask you. What class are you taking? Is it like for like? What is he teaching?
Fancy. What is he teaching?
No, fucking him. Fucking Fancy. Santino!
Hey.
I'm sorry,
hey,
he's this kid.
This
sorry.
Is my brethren.
I'm so sorry, you're a kid. I'm so sorry.
He's teaching us about like LA life, film industry, like the stuff that he knows.
Okay, he knows about that.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
According to these young students,
yeah,
he is the best. They are in love with this guy. Yell out loud, is Fancy the best? Can you see this? These kids respect this man. They love him. They think he's got the answer. You know what the funniest part is, Bob? He works for us. We can fire him at any moment, and they would lose all this respect for him.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't even work for us. He's our slave.
Slave. He's our little slave. He's our little slave.
Let me say something about Santino. Can I look at me? Beautiful eyes. Look at those beady little eyes.
He is a pretty boy.
Look at me right now, Santino. Look at that.
Look at him.
Look at the fresh skin.
Stare at him, Santino. Don't break it.
Look at my skin. Bro. I'm your elder. I'm 50. I'm Asian too. Respect me, dude. Look at me right now. You have soft, angelic skin. And there's a really nice, you know. Are you a virgin?
Oh, don't be creepy.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Kalila, perfect.
I want to say something about. Let me say something about your teacher. Okay. Whatever I do from now on, right? Whatever project I do, I want him involved in everything that I do. That's how much I respect him. He really is just a one in a million. And yeah, man, he's a good dude. So congratulations.
Let me tell you what I feel about him. The moment, and I mean this, the moment this show is over, Bob and I quit the show, I will never, underline never, speak to that piece of shit ever. I'll block his fucking number. He'll see me in the street. Hey, Andrew. I will just look the other fucking way. Mm-hmm. I want nothing to do with that pig.
And he's a great director.
He's
well.
A piece
he
of
directed
shit.
A sketch for me, dude, like 10 years ago. It got like 6 views on YouTube. So, wow.
He's phenomenal. All right, you can go back and sit with him. Thank you, Santino. You're the man. He's a good dude, right?
He's cutie. Like him.
He's a cutie patootie.
And when I say cutie, it's not a, you know what I mean? I just think that he's got a good energy. That's all. Mm.
Yeah, but it does have your, it, yeah, it's a little.
How old is he? Hey, Santino, how old are you?
19.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Sorry, my bad.
Pete brought us something. Pete, I'll try it out with Bob to see what he says.
What
Pete
it?
Brought us a can. Pete wants, you know, Pete likes games. Pete wants us to do games.
Yeah.
What is it? It's a what if game. All right. Yeah. So this is for Kalila and Bobby together. Let's see. What if you had to dress each other for the insurrection? Oh, what would we do for each
That's
other?
That's a really good one.
What's your insurrection outfit? What would you do for me? How would you dress me up for the insurrection?
You?
Mm. Yeah.
What
you,
I would do
you
is,
had to you have to dress me. I have to dress Kalila.
Right. So what I would do is put eyeliner.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So I want you to have like a Robert Smith Cure vibe.
Sick.
Right?
Yeah.
Black Cure wig.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I would want like what's that movie with Angelina Jolie? Maleficent.
Yeah.
That black leathery with the, you know what I mean? You're gonna look like Venom.
Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah, like
that?
Like a slick, yeah, black, yeah, leathery thing, right?
I'm showing up.
Eyeliner, right? And then your speakers, right?
Oh.
Guess what it's playing? Dashboard Confessional.
Wow.
Emo. You're going to emo, right? But right, you have a belt, right? And you've got like gun. You're going to really fuck things up.
I've got guns?
You got guns, explosives.
You're giving me everything.
And then you break in, and then you go to Nancy Pelosi's office.
What do I do in there?
Right? And what you do is you kick the desk.
I kick it.
Yeah, and you go, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, Pelosi.
Yeah, Pence. You just yell Pence.
And he pops up, yes, sir.
Yeah. What would I dress like?
I would put you in one of those. I would try to dress you in every single racist stereotype that I could find. I want you wearing a rice paddy hat. I want you wearing a karate outfit. I want you wearing what? That's what they like.
And so what?
I want you wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
I'm band.
Dressed like.
And you have size.
A thousand different Asian
Raphael,
people.
Raphael. Yeah, you're all right. The, and you have size.
Obviously.
And you have those shoes that the feet divide.
Yeah.
But they have, you have socks and the, and all they're little wooden bottoms.
Are
you
my
know?
Feet binded?
They're bound.
Bound,
yeah.
Right?
Your feet are bound.
I probably have an accent.
100%. And
so
it sounds.
So I'm probably going. Where Mitch McConnell?
Bigger.
bigger.
Even bigger. Yeah.
Where is who?
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
how
what?
I want you to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they would love that. They go, get a kick out of this guy.
Yeah.
Look at Wang over here. That's what they would say. I'm dressing you for those
it's
guys.
It's so funny.
Would they not light him on fire first?
100%. That's why I'm doing it. I'm just sending him in as bait. Yeah. How would we dress Kalila for it?
You know what would be better? If you dressed me like Elaine Chao.
Oh.
Mitch McConnell's wife.
Very smart.
Right, so I'm coming in, right?
Excuse me, I work here.
That's can I see her,
like.
By the way?
Yeah, yeah.
She might look like you.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm dressed as Elaine Chao, right? This is Mitch McConnell's wife. There we go.
Can I be 100% serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Your hair looks exactly like that right now.
Exactly. You don't have to do much.
No, seriously, that's you.
I shave my mustache.
Hello, excuse me. I go to my office.
Right? So I'll do the walk.
Is that
she walks like that.
I don't know nothing.
Insane.
With your kitten heels?
Yeah, my kitten heels.
Click, 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 click.
And then what I would do is I would just put down a briefcase,
mm-hmm.
open up, and the whole thing went. Yeah.
You'll do it. Dress Give Kalila. Yeah. Dress Kalila for the insurrection, by the way.
Oh, God.
It's too deep.
It's so deep.
What if Bobby had a six pack?
I would never fuck him again.
You would never fuck
no,
him again.
I hate
if he got
packs.
In shape, you would never.
If I suck in my stomach, you can see the packs.
Let me see. What
I'm
do you mean?
Show you, I'm
like the
you.
Outlines of where the packs used to be?
No,
like
when they're there. It's just under a lot of fat.
You know, when you take a beer out of a six pack and they're still, and it's like they're still the ring. Don't suck in. Let it go.
Do you see any?
But let it go right now. Yeah.
I mean, I know, but
suck as hard as you can. Now, 1, 2, 3, suck. Now jump up and down. It's not jiggling too much. Now let it out. Wait, no.
Babe, did you see any packs?
I saw a suggestion of one.
I saw like a... I saw a suggestion. I saw like an apparition. I saw a ghost of an ab. I used to be here. A ghostly ab that used to be there.
Go.
Here's what I think.
I want to apologize to the kids. Kids, this podcast was supposed to be. I just got out of rehab Sunday, right? It was going to be me, you know, talk about like, you know, how we feel and this and that. And because these kids are here, right? I felt like we had to do this. I just want to apologize.
No,
you know what I mean.
Don't. Okay. They loved it. Did you guys like it? Is there a camera on those kids? Yeah. All right, so I want you guys to sign us off and say thank you for being a bad friend on the count of three all together, okay? 1, 2, 3.
Thank you for being a bad friend!
That's great.